how can you not love this? Busy college basketball time here, and my guy's coming on. It's Notre Dame versus Southern Cal. Nobody in the history of sports television loves their job more than this dude. And I love him for coming on. We appreciate him. ESPN's longtime college basketball analyst, and he could make watching paint dry fun. Love him. Dick Vitale joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show on BN Sports. Dick, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing really great, man. I love your introduction. I'm going to make you my PR agent.
Hey, all that money you make, I'm in. I've seen your house, my friend. I know.
I give you 10%.
Okay. I'm rich then. All right, Dick, let's start first. You still, I've known you for a long time, have watched you forever, yet still to this day, you love this, don't you? You still love this as much as you did the first day you got it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, really, one of the great compliments I had was just recently I did a Celtic game, and I reworked with a guy, Tim Corrigan. I don't know if you know Tim.
Oh, yeah, Timmy, yep.
Timmy, great guy. I worked with him in college, and I've worked with him for years. And so I did the game, and he produced it. And the next day he called me up. He said, let me tell you something. He said, you're 78 years old? He said, I can't tell if you're 28. He said, your enthusiasm and energy was coming through that screen. He said, Mark Jackson and I were talking after you did the game with him. He said, where does that guy get his energy? I don't know. It must be a lot of linguine that he eats, because tonight I'm going to eat some nice little rigatoni.
I love it. Dick Vitale joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. When I say, and you've been very opinionated about this, Dick, when I say NC2A, what are the first thoughts that come to your mind?
Well, you know, frustration with it, totally frustration with it. The NCAA is really outdated. The mold is outdated. Players today need money. They need cash. Everybody else is making it. You know, years ago, I remember when I got my first job, I made like $15,000 a year at the University of Detroit, got a free pair of sneakers, Converse, and I was excited. But today, coaches, Sean, are making millions. I think it was on the paper the other day, 47 are making at least $2 million or more. And you got all people making money. Mark Emmert, the head of the NCAA, he makes millions. We as announcers make a heck of a living too, many of us. Everybody's making money except the most important people who make it all happen, the players. I have three things that have to happen if we're going to change what's going on with the scandal and all the stuff we keep reading about. There's three major factors, Sean. Number one and done has to go. The one and done is the biggest fraudulent statement about student athletes in the NCAA manual. It's a joke. Those guys could care less. Care less, thinking one thing. The clock is running, 4 or 5 months on the college campus, and I'm going to be a millionaire. And I'm telling you, not that they don't care about school, not that they're not good guys. Bottom line is their desire is not to be a college student. Their desire is to be a pro athlete. And you know what I say to that? So be it. If that's what they want to do, let them do it. They should be allowed to go out of high school like LeBron did, Kobe did, and you're only talking a handful of kids. You're not talking a lot of kids, but let them go. But once you step on that campus, they say 3 years in baseball, and baseball works beautifully. I say, well, you want to go basketball, go at least 2 years and add some stability to the game.
All right, how broke is this system, NC2A, Dick? I mean, people say fractured. And I've heard LeBron say it can't be fixed. I mean, how do we police this? We're not going to be able to get rid of all the illegal stuff. How do we fix it?
Okay, nobody's going to listen, but I got a couple of good suggestions. I know they're good, and I know they would work if they were implemented. All right, here we go. Number one, the NCAA's got to take cash out of their coffers, and they got to sponsor the summer. They got to bring in all the great high school players as their guests. They pay their expenses, bring them in, have camps in different sections of the country, have it supervised and run by high school coaches in the area, and bring in all the college coaches come in to evaluate them, just like the college coaches go to the AAU tournaments. But now you eliminate all the sleaze, the guys in the AAU that are runners to agents. You eliminate all that. You get rid of it. But the NCAA sponsors it. Why can't that be done? Why wouldn't it be done? It's a great, I think, great suggestion. A coach shared it with me, and I couldn't agree more with him. I think it's a great one. The second item, the day has come. You want to eliminate the sleazy agents? You want to eliminate the runners? I'll tell you how. If an agent wants to sell, Sean Salisbury's a great player, great hoopster. We know he's a quarterback, great hoopster. And an agent comes to you when you're in high school, to your family and you, a legit agent, and he says, you know what? We're going to advance your money. We're going to take care of you. But, you know, you're going to sign and be with us, et cetera. There's nothing wrong with that anymore. You eliminate, now you wipe out all the sleaziness and under the table stuff, and the kids, if it gets his name recognition, why shouldn't he be able to capitalize on it? If he can go another way, it's not coming out of the NCAA's pocket. If a kid can make an appearance and you set a stipend fee, that the most he can get out of it, but if he can make an appearance and he can get money for signing autographs, taking pictures, saying a few words, why not? I mean, this is the way you got to move. You can't have all this rhetoric. You know, they form a committee. They got all these beautiful people on the committee, and they're all great people. I mean, Condoleezza Rice and Grant Hill and David Robinson. You don't get better than that. They're great, great people. But we need action. We don't need committees. We need action. And I'm just giving you certain suggestions I've been screaming about, yelling about, but nobody wants to listen.
Oh.
Nobody wants to listen.
Oh, we're listening. I'm listening as well. Dick, what? And with that, I mean, the sleaziness that goes on, I mean, you've covered this game forever. Is there right now a sleazier amateur sport where the real sleaze exists than college basketball?
Well, you know, let's not indict all.
No, I don't mean all. I'm talking about the ones that are sleazy. Is there any worse?
You know, Sean, there's always people looking for an edge, whether it be in, I don't know, football exists too, and you think about medicine and law. There's always characters that want to go to step above. What bothers me and troubles me about this whole scenario is this. This is not an opinion of Dick Vitale. You know, Twitter, I'm on Twitter, Dickie V, and some of them I don't even pay attention to because they're so biased in their thinking and one-dimensional, they don't go by facts. They don't go by facts. I like to deal with facts, and I'm going to lay some facts on you. Facts on you. We have, for example, this is not my opinion, coach at Southern Cal, your former school,
yep.
Assistant coach, was indicted, was arrested. He was arrested for doing things illegally, right? I mean, that's a fact. That's a fact. Fact, Auburn's assistant coach, Chuck Person, it was documented, FBI, took $90,000 to deliver two kids to agents. That's a fact. Now, Mr. Miller, he says, I want to make this very, his quote yesterday was, make it very, very clear that I'm not involved, I never did this, never did that. That's all good and fine. I've always been a Sean Miller fan. I've always been. But I'm not a fan now when I hear, for example, one of his assistant coaches got booked. His name is Book Richardson. He got booked, arrested, indicted for taking thousands from agents and then passing some to the kids and putting some in his pocket. My point is this. To me, those coaches at those schools, the NCAA, when Rick Pitino got fired, everybody said when he said, you know, I didn't know about my assistant coach being involved with hookers, et cetera. I had no idea, none. And I believed them, to tell the truth. I believed them. And I believed them about the bit about the kid Bowen, supposed to be offered $100,000. He made two bad eyes, two coaches. He got fired based on everything else that was involved in his life, like having the encounter with the extortion from the woman after having sex with her on chest. That all came back to haunt him. But let me just say this on facts. Rick Pitino was never indicted, never arrested. No assistant coach for Louisville was ever arrested, indicted. The screaming and the yelling I got on Twitter when I mentioned it, just like I mentioned to you, was, well, he's the head coach. He has to be accountable. The NCAA has to be accountable. Oh, really? Then why don't they say the same thing with Miller, with Enfield, with Pearl, with those coaches being accountable for their assistants? They hired these guys. And what I would do, you're innocent until proven guilty. However, we live in a world now, you're guilty till you prove you're innocent. But I would simply say this. I would have thought that those schools, President Robbins in Arizona, would have said, you know what, until this is all settled, until this is all rectified and everything comes out and we know everything, what we're going to do is not fire Sean Miller, but we're going to suspend him. Suspend him, don't coach, until this gets solved. That's, to me, if the NCAA says head coaches are going to be accountable, well, then why should these guys be accountable, but Pitino should?
That's the voice of Dick Vitale. No introduction needed here on the Sean Salisbury, Sean Bean Sports. All right, back to Rick Pitino for 1 second. Dick, I'm just curious with this now. All these coaches, whether it's Coach K or Roy Williams, they're so involved in their program. And so those people, like you say, on Twitter that say, well, wait a minute, how does a guy who's so involved in his program, who hired guys, whether it's Sean Miller or Rick Pitino or any of them, how do they not, Bruce Pearl, how do they not know that a lot of this goes on? Coach, they know everything about their program. So, Dick, how do we assume that they don't know?
That's a legitimate question. That's a legitimate question, but I do believe that there are situations, whether it be the workforce where a guy who's the president of a company doesn't know what his vice president's doing at times. I just think those things happen. I'm telling you, I had a very strong, and I told Rick Pitino, he's my friend, no doubt about it.
Did he get a raw deal?
I told him flat up and down, I said, if I saw any evidence that you were guilty, and factually, where they came out, they got wiretaps, this, they have proof beyond a doubt, I would say and rip him from top to bottom. I've done it before. I'll give you two coaches in particular. They were friends of mine. They hurt me to do it. But I came out of ESPN, I said both had to be fired. And that was Eddie Sutton, when he was at Kentucky, got involved in a deal with Chris Mills, we got some money. And then there was a situation with Jim Herrick at Rhode Island at some schools. And I, if you look, just look it up, you Google it, I was the guy that asked for those guys to step down, and I would do it with Pitino. But no one has proven to me that Pitino, he made a major mistake. Yeah. He's wrong at what he did with that woman in a restaurant, no question about it. But that was between him and his wife. And they've settled it, and he's moved on. And fortunately for the family, it seems to be going in a positive way with that. But that came back to haunt him. In this scenario, when everybody says, oh, he's sleazy, he's this, he's that. So, anyway, I just like to get that out because, really, I find it that there's certain sides that are taken by people, and they don't look at all the facts. The Arizona fans today are ecstatic. Oh, Dickie V, you're going to apologize? You, Schlabick and Billis and all you guys at ESPN, are you going to apologize? You guys apologize for what? There's nothing been proven yet. Let this thing all play out. Our guy at ESPN, he says, doubles down, and he says, without a doubt, wiretap has him on the wire. Now, he says, no, we're eventually going to find this all out. When this stuff goes to court, when it goes in front of, when these cases are heard, when his assistant coach, all I know is this. You asked me a question about, shouldn't they be accountable? Well, let me ask you about Sean Miller now. The guy that got arrested and indicted, not an allegation, he was indicted and arrested.
Couldn't agree more.
Richardson.
I couldn't agree more. Sean Miller's not off the hook with me.
Sean,
yeah.
He's been on his staff for 10 years.
Of course. I don't buy it. I'm with you 100%. I don't buy that he didn't know any of this was going on. All right. I got about a minute and a half with you, and I want to talk about some good stuff. Real quick, rapid fire on these three questions because I got to hear them from you. Right now, for your money, who's the best team in college basketball?
Well, you know, right now I like Michigan State. I really do. I think they've played with a lot of adversity, a lot of contradiction, a lot of things going on, controversy, you know, up there in Michigan State with the thing with the sexual abuse and all that, and came down with some allegations that Tom Izzo might have known something and covered up, which I don't believe. And I think Michigan State now played, have won 13 in a row. I'm going Spartans.
Best, the sleeper team right now that we should look out for.
Well, when you talk about sleeper teams, man, there's so many you can talk about. It. I mean, teams from major conferences that, you know, just are so dangerous who may be in their conference. You go look at the Big 12, for example. You take some of those teams in that conference in the middle of the pack, they could cause problems. Tennessee could be a real sleeper. I wouldn't call it. Tennessee was predicted to be 13 in the SEC. And Rick Barnes will be my coach of the year. In fact, if people go to my website, DickVitaleOnline.com, I just posted coach of the year, player of the year, and also my All-American teams. Watch Tennessee.
30 seconds. Who? You got one game to win. It's in the tournaments for the championship. Current college coach, who is it, no matter who the team is?
You know, I got to go with right now Mike Krzyzewski. Proof otherwise, his records, he's going for 1,100 wins. He's won multiple national titles. You got to go. If you were doing a situation, picking the Mount Rushmore, he's got to be at the head of the list.
Dick, great stuff. And this is the best month of the year. And by the way, nobody currently on TV or in sports, period, makes more impact on the fight against cancer than you. We love you, and I appreciate you, and this is the best month of the year, and we're grateful to have you on here.
It really is, you know, even with a scandal, Sean, and if people could help me with my cancer for kids, raising money for them, I just got a thing on my desk. It's right here, a beautiful picture of a little girl, Jordan. She's got terminal lung cancer, and they don't think she's going to make it by the summer, and it just breaks my heart. So people, please. Please go to DickVitaleOnline.com and you can make a donation toward my goal of raising over $3 million this year for kids.
And he'll do it, I guarantee it. Dick, thanks so much. It's an honor to
have
you on.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, buddy.
Throw me a down and out. I got you.
I could throw it against air, my man, Dick Vitale. Awesome. Great to have him joining. DickVitaleOnline.com is where you can go to make a contribution as a fight against cancer. We'll roll on. If you don't know anything about energy, you got it now. We'll be right back.